China on Saturday called on India and Pakistan to exercise restraint and return to peaceful dialogue following a series of deadly cross-border clashes that have left dozens of civilians dead in recent days. The appeal came moments later as U.S. President Donald Trump announced that both South Asian rivals had agreed to a full and immediate ceasefire following a sharp escalation in hostilities. "We are deeply concerned about the current situation and strongly urge both sides to act in the interest of regional peace and stability," Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson said in a statement. "Calm and restraint are essential. We call on both countries to return to the track of political settlement through peaceful means." Beijing said it was closely monitoring developments and stood ready to play a constructive role in easing tensions between the nuclear-armed neighbors. "This is also what the international community hopes to see," the spokesperson added. Tensions between India and Pakistan have continued to mount following the April 22 attack in Pahalgam, Indian illegally occupied Jammu and Kashmir, Eochk, which left 26 people dead. India blamed Pakistan-based elements without presenting evidence. Pakistan strongly rejected the allegations. In response, India closed the Wagha border, suspended the Indus Waters Treaty, and revoked Pakistani visas. Pakistan called any disruption to the treaty an act of war and sealed the border on its side. The situation escalated further on May 6 and 7, as Indian airstrikes hit multiple locations inside Pakistan, including Muzaffarabad, Kotli, Murid K, and Bahawalpur. Pakistan responded with air and ground operations under action that saw the downing of 5 Indian fighter jets, including French-made 4.5-gen Rafale aircraft. Pakistan's military also reported intercepting 77 Israeli-made Harop drones used by India, describing the drone campaign as a desperate and panicked response. The Inter-Services Public Relations, ISPR, said the drones were neutralized using both electronic and conventional air defenses. As part of its Operation Bunyan Unmarsus, Pakistan launched the Al-Fatah missile early on Saturday, naming it in honor of children killed during recent Indian strikes. Security officials said the operation is focused on destroying launch sites used to target civilians and mosques. Despite the escalation, officials on both sides signaled conditional openness to de-escalation. Pakistan's foreign minister said further action would be reconsidered if India halted aggression, while Indian Air Force Wing Commander Vyomika Singh stated de-escalation would only be pursued if Pakistan reciprocated. Singh made the remarks at a joint press conference with Indian Army Colonel Sofia Qureshi and Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri. Colonel Qureshi confirmed that Pakistan's strikes caused damage and injuries at 5 Indian air bases, Udhampur, Pathankot, Adampur, Budge, and Bathinda.